Photography Podcast number 22 on photography.ca for June 29, 2007. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the 22nd podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. We're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is June 27, 2007. Well, for today's show, we are outside again with our mobile recorder, so you may well hear rushing leaves, planes, cars, traffic, or any of the natural noises that occur, well, in nature and outside of our studio. So I hope you enjoy them, and as always, you can please leave comments at the photography.ca/blog or through email at photography.ca@gmail.com. Well, this is going to be yet another podcast where you can apply what we're going to talk about today to point-and-shoot cameras. Usually, most of the podcasts are geared toward SLRs, either digital or traditional, because you can control the aperture and shutter speed so easily. But today's show will focus on leading lines, and leading lines is something that can be used to good advantage regardless of what camera you have. So what are leading lines? Well, leading lines are those lines that lead your eyes through the photograph, sometimes toward the main subject. They add interest and they make your photography more creative. Basically, your eye has a natural tendency to follow lines, whether they're straight lines or curved lines within a photograph. So by putting these lines in your photograph on purpose, you're going to make your photography more creative. So basically, as we just mentioned, the lines in the photographs can be straight lines or curved lines, and common lines that people place in their photographs are roads or paths or rivers or any type of geometric shape. Sometimes people use buildings. They take the lines of buildings that intersect with each other or intersect with other shapes and photograph them either straight on or from different angles. And the effects that they get when they see their photographs are quite interesting because the eye has a tendency to follow those lines. So, you know, I just chose a couple of photographs that we're going to post on the blog, photography.ca/blog. Just connect them to podcast number 22 and you'll find them. And we basically just used three photographs. One of the photographs is a photograph that was taken of myself and my wife and I a few years back at the Old Port in Montreal. And it was taken by fellow photographer Dominic Fizzotto, who we have also had on this show before. And basically, what happened in this photograph was Dominic, who knows leading lines really, really well, placed us between train tracks. And he used the train tracks as leading lines. And you can see in this photograph that the train tracks start from outside the photo, and my wife and I are placed not quite in the center of the photo, but toward the right side. And you can see that both the fence and the train tracks are running throughout the entire photo. And this tends to give the photo a lot of interest. Had he just placed us against some tree, sure, we're cuties and all that, and we still would have come out nice, but the photograph itself would have been far less interesting. The second photograph that we use is a photograph by Rich Legg, and he uses a really amazing photograph, and he just takes a picture of a road. And on the road, you have these yellow lines that run throughout the road, and the road winds and curves, and it actually leads its way up a mountain. And this is a seriously good photograph. And again, your eye, it just naturally follows these yellow lines of the road and the road itself and leads you toward what is beyond. It makes you ask the question, what is beyond? And basically, again, it starts off from the bottom of the photo, so you don't see the beginning of the line, but the line takes you toward the end of the photo and your eye follows it, and it's a seriously interesting photo. And I'd like to thank both Rich and Dominic for allowing me to use these photos in this podcast. And the last photo is a photo that I just took a couple of minutes ago. I didn't work nearly as hard as these guys, but I just wanted to take a photo of an everyday object. So I went into my backyard and I took a picture of a wall. Now, what could be more mundane than a wall? Not much. But the fact of the matter is, even in a mundane situation like a wall, by using the wall as a leading line, it makes it much more interesting. Certainly not the most interesting picture in the world, but it's far more interesting than if I had shot it straight on. So basically for this shot, instead of shooting the wall straight on, I just basically took a really severe angle. So I had the lines of the wall start from the left side, and by using a really sharp angle, I photograph the wall so that it starts off, the wall is thick on the left side, and it gets thinner and thinner and thinner until it goes off the photograph into the right side. And you could see some small flowers and some grass on the top right and bottom right of the photograph. But like I said again, it's just a wall, but it's much more interesting than if I had shot the wall straight on, because you see the lines and you follow the movement of the lines with your eye, and it just brings you toward the right end of the photograph. If I was more creative on this shoot and a little less lazy, maybe I would have placed some better objects or had something fantastic on the right so we would have led you from the left to the right. But I sort of wanted just to shoot something mundane just in order to show that using any object, you can really get some good creative effect for the photograph. Other ways in which you can play with leading lines for good measure include playing with the depth of field with regard to your shot. So for the wall, for example, that I just shot, I shot it at a medium to smallish aperture. I believe I shot it at around f11 or so. But if you wanted to shoot it at f2.8 or f4, you will see that there'll be a depth of field effect whereby the foreground will be less sharp than the background. And that can be a creative edge as well, depending on the subject matter. For this photograph, I felt it worked better with a smaller depth of field, or, you know, mediumish depth of field. But feel free to play with, you know, really large depth of field or small depth of field for good effects. And of course, you know, you can use any subject matter you want with regard to leading lines. You can create little still lives at home using, I don't know, pencils, pens, paper clips. Just turn them into a line, turn them into a curve somehow, and make them lead towards something in your photograph. And you're going to see that your photograph is going to be quite interesting, even though it's just a little something that you concocted together. In terms of using leading lines that are straight in your photographs, try having those lines run diagonally in the photograph. So instead of having leading lines run up and down or right to left in a straight fashion, try having them run diagonally. So change your position if possible so that those lines run diagonally, and you'll see that diagonal lines tend to have even more interest than straight lines. So, you know, do a test. Use some leading lines that are straight, that go up and down, or, you know, right to left, and then change your angle so that they run diagonally. And I'd be willing to bet that when you move them so that they run diagonally through the photo, they are more interesting. Take the train track photo where my wife and I are in the middle of those tracks. Had we been photographed straight on in front of the train tracks running from the left of the photo to the right of the photo, that photograph would be far less interesting than the photograph that we have now when the train tracks are running diagonally through the photograph. So just something to be aware of. Try having the lines run diagonally if possible. And you know, that's going to cover it for today's podcast. It was a really short one. Again, just a quick tip in order to make people's photographs yet a little more creative by using lines, leading lines, that is. And we hope you enjoyed the tip, and we hope you gained from it. As always, you can comment via the blog. You can comment via the podcast. You can subscribe through the blog. Just click on the subscribe in iTunes button. That's possibly the easiest way. Or if you're used to using other podcatchers, just, you know, copy the address into your podcatcher of choice. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. Until next time, and keep on shooting. Bye for now.